Welcome, everyone. It's Eagles 360. It's Wednesday here at the NovaCare Complex. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, pleased to be joined by the Hall of Famer, All-Pro wide receiver, All-Pro radio analyst, Mike Quick. The rookie in the seat for the first time. Yeah, welcome.
I'm not sure what to do here. Yeah, what do I do? How do
just,
I hold my hands?
Just have a good time.
All right. I can do that. Yeah. I'm good at that.
Hey, you've played in this rivalry, Mike, right?
So what's, Many
what's,
times.
What's so special about it?
Well, David, it goes back to me all the way back to the early 80s when I figured out that this was the team that if you play in Philadelphia, if you live in Philadelphia, you understand that it's not like the regular games. It's not like any other game on your schedule. Like, everything is ramped up. Like, the people around town, they get ramped up for it. The players quickly learn when they're new players that this is the game that you have to get ramped up for because we have to beat the Dallas Cowboys. And that's been the attitude from the first time that I played these guys all the way up until now.
Yeah, and it happens to be a great game for Sunday night. The first place Cowboys, the second place Eagles. We will dig into the Dallas Cowboys in the show. First, a little bit of news for you. Josh Huff, thanks to that 98-yard kickoff return on Sunday against Minnesota, he's the NFC Special Teams Player of the Week. Well-deserved, Josh Huff. Mike, I thought turned the football game around on Sunday.
I thought that was the big play to turn things around because that's when the Eagles first took the lead and they didn't relinquish the lead the entire afternoon. And, you know, Josh Huff to me, Dave, is so much more than just a receiver. You watch him on the kick return stuff, the gunner on the outside going down making plays, and he's good at all of these things. So, you know, sometimes I hear people complaining about Huff, but Huff can do so many things. And this coaching staff realizes that he has the ability to do so many things. That's why they like this guy. Not just a wide receiver, just a sound football player.
Yep, and three of his four receptions on Sunday going for first downs. Had a very, very busy Wednesday here. A lot of players meeting the media as well as head coach Doug Peterson. Let's get you caught up with everything happening today. Our Eagles 360 update with Alex Smith.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and this is your 360 update. Well, the Eagles' win over the Minnesota Vikings is now in the rearview mirror, and the next task up for the Eagles is defeating the 5-1 and first place in the NFC East Dallas Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. And much of the spotlight of that Sunday night game will fall on the quarterback battle, of course, between Carson Wentz and Dak Prescott. This will be the first time in the history of the Eagles-Cowboys rivalry that two rookie quarterbacks will face off. And today we heard from head coach Doug Peterson, as well as a number of players inside the Eagles locker room, about what Prescott brings to the table for the Cowboys offense.
I'm not surprised, you know, that Dak is having the success he's having. I think he's that type of guy. We had him here this spring in our building, and I really liked him, liked everything about him.
I mean, he's patient in the pocket. He's making a lot of good throws that I don't think a lot of rookie quarterbacks can make. He's not taking a lot of sacks, you know, which is good.
He don't really have many mistakes that I've seen so far. I think that they play hard. I think that the running game has definitely helped him, took a lot of pressure off of him.
They don't try to make him do, you know, the impossible. They got obviously a good run game, a lot of bootlegs for him, and, you know, get him easy throws.
While the Eagles offense has struggled a bit over the past two games, defense and special teams have helped lead the way for the Eagles, including in the last game against Minnesota when Josh Huff ran back a kickoff 98 yards for a touchdown, which ultimately led to him winning NFC Special Teams Player of the Week. Today we heard from Huff on how that kickoff came to be.
I have respect for all kickers, but at the same time, a kicker is a kicker. His job is to kick and not tackle. So I couldn't make a move on him knowing that I had two guys pursuing from both outside and inside on me. So my best bet was to just run through him.
It was a very busy day here at the NovaCare Complex as there were six press conferences in total. You can hear from head coach Doug Peterson, quarterback Carson Wentz, defensive tackle Fletcher Cox, as well as a few other players. That is all on demand right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thank you so much, Alex. Later in the show, we've got some sit-down time with tight end Brent Celek. We'll take a look at the Dallas Cowboys, our first take. But when we return to Eagles 360, we're going to talk about the linebacker position. Coach Ken Flagel, my guest in studio.
I step to Philly.
I step to Philly.
The bus.
The trolley.
The train.
Jefferson Station.
Airport line.
69th Street.
Broad Street.
To the game.
Paoli.
Sharon Hill.
Chestnut Hill.
Regional Rail.
I step to Philly, the Broad Street Line on game days.
A la bodega. To the movies.
To my parkway.
Spring Garden.
Late night.
West Philly.
South Philly.
North Philly!
Remarkable things are happening at your local Acme. We're making changes and we're getting better every day. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood, and fresher produce and hundreds of organics. To top it off, we're lowering thousands of prices throughout the store. So come on in and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Lower prices, great quality, and friendlier service. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Take your spring vacation with Eagles players and alumni on Apple Vacation's Beach Blitz. Join me, along with Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, and Jordan Matthews, on an all-inclusive vacation a world away from the ordinary at the luxurious Now Jade Riviera Cancun Resort. You'll receive non-stop round-trip airfare, luxury hotel accommodations, and special events with Eagles VIPs. Go to applevacations.com/eagles to book your trip today.
Time to talk linebackers with linebackers coach Ken Flagel. And you're coming off a game, coach, where just a dominating performance. What was it like to see your group play and the collective group effort from the defense?
Well, I'm very pleased with how we rebounded from the week before. You know, I think our players have a lot of pride, and they certainly were embarrassed on how we performed against the Washington Redskins. So they had a great week of practice, and to their credit, came out and felt like they needed to redeem themselves against the Minnesota Vikings. And certainly to play at home in front of our crowd is always big. You know, we get a lot of energy from the people in our stands. So great, great Sunday for us, and happy for them. And now it's time for us to move on to the Cowboys.
And we'll talk about the Cowboys in just a moment here. But let's talk about your linebackers. And first start in the middle with the young guy, Jordan, second-year player in the middle of the defense calling the shots. How has he responded to that kind of responsibility?
Done a great job for us. Can't be more pleased about how he's handled and accepted the management responsibility of playing middle linebacker in the National Football League. He's really a sharp guy, very professional about how he approaches his work. He's very detailed, studies his opponent, spends a lot of time. And Jordan's just a consummate professional and been very pleased with how he's progressed at that position.
I wondered how he'd do, Ken, without – he's not a big, bulky guy. How does he compensate?
Well, part of it is intelligence. I think he gets himself in the best position to make the plays that are his to make. And he's a very competitive kid. I mean, you know, when you see him, he's got kind of an easygoing personality, very likable guy. And you think, well, you know, maybe he doesn't have that inner fire that burns, but he really does. He's a very competitive kid. When he gets in on the sidelines on game day, he's all in, and it's important to him.
Nigel on the strong side, Nigel Bradham, every time I watch him, I feel a greater sense of appreciation for the things that he does. Ken, what do you expect from him?
Well, he brings a swagger to our group. Nigel has always been a very intelligent, smart player. He's a very quiet demeanor guy, so sometimes he lulls you to sleep, but he's a very physical player. He's a tough-nosed guy, and he's got a lot of football savvy. I mean, that's the one thing about Nigel. You know, he just kind of gets it. That's kind of a word we use. It's kind of an all-encompassing thing, but he gets it. And he brings a toughness to our group that we really appreciate.
Good athlete?
He is. He's a really good athlete, but he's got a great mind for the game, believe it or not. That's not to disparage him at all, but, I mean, he kind of gets a feel for what the offense is trying to do, and he gets himself in position to make plays.
Michael Kendrick's on the weak side, big game on Sunday against Minnesota. What is he doing with his defense? How's he helping out?
Well, Mike's been, you know, again, I'm proud of Mike. He really had a great game for us on Sunday, and I don't know if that was a little bit of sibling rivalry because he had his other brother on the other side of the coin. But, again, Mike did a nice job for us, very athletic, had some great rushes in the ball game. I've credit him with a couple of quarterback pressures where he changed the throw from Sam Bradford. And Mike's done a nice job. And, you know, Mike's role has changed a little bit and morphed into different things for us. But I'm really proud of how he's handled things and the fact that when he comes in on our base defense, he's really been effective for us. And again, probably his best game to date for us has been this one last Sunday. Happy to happy that he came alive.
At a very good time.
Absolutely.
For this football team. And then Stephen Tulloch comes in, the veteran, has gotten a bit more playing time here through the course of the weeks. What are you seeing from him?
Well, he's got great veteran leadership, and he's just a sharp guy. You know, you can't play 10 years in this league without having a lot of veteran savvy, and he has that with him and been a great mentor, I think, for the young guys in our room. And he comes in on some of our specialty packages and really does a nice job, gives us a little bit of thump in the middle. He's a bigger-bodied guy, and so he gives us a chance to stack up in there in the run game a little bit, which we need at times. You know, he comes in on our extra backer package and our goal line package. And so I'm glad Steven's here, and he's been a great mentor for us, particularly for the young guys.
The Dallas Cowboys on Sunday night, they lead the NFL in rushing yards. They're very balanced. Big offensive line. How good are they when you watch them on film?
Well, you know, everybody talks about, you know, their first-round draft choice, the running back, Ezekiel Elliott. And he is certainly a very quality running back. But I think the one thing that people overlook is the fact that I think their offensive line is just tremendous. I think they're just really do a nice job and certainly give a good young back a chance.
On the road on Sunday night, the Eagles and the Cowboys, another big effort coming from the Eagles linebackers and this defense.
We'll need it.
A lot of confidence.
Absolutely.
Good. Ken Flagel, thanks so much for joining us in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Amoroso. Get ready to roll into a suite with Amorosos. Enter at PhiladelphiaEagles.com/roll-into-a-suite for a chance to win a pair of tickets to the Eagles versus Washington game.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
With Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank, just make one deposit, withdrawal, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank. Are you feeling all right, baby?
You here to buy the tickets?
Hey, buddy, you here for the tickets?
Yeah.
Dude, what's the password, man?
Oh, Coach Shanahan.
What were you thinking?
We're doing like a CD ticket deal instead of going to NFL Ticket Exchange.
NFL Ticket Exchange. 100% verified, authentic tickets from one fan to the other.
We'll see you at the games, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Appreciate you.
Halloween excitement is back at Dunkin' with Halloween donuts and munchkins. Drizzled, decorated, and all dressed up for the season. Pick up a box and share the fun. America runs on Dunkin'.
We welcome you back to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Mike Quick on this Wednesday. Time now to take a look at the Eagles' upcoming schedule presented by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster for the only 100% verified way to buy or sell NFL tickets. Visit NFLTicketExchange.com. Mike, we take a look at the schedule, and it's very difficult for the Eagles, as we anticipated. Sunday night, of course, very tough. And then the Falcons come in, and then a road trip to the Giants. It's just, I think every week is going to be one of those huge games.
Doesn't get any easier. The Falcons are a really good team, and you know, every time this team plays the Giants, it's one of those black and blue games where the trainers get a lot of work, the doctors run on and off the field, they get a lot of work. I like the schedule because right away, I think through the first three quarters of the schedule, you really know, and the cream will rise to the top, you really know who the great teams are in the division as well as throughout the National Football League.
Okay, so that's a look at our schedule from your standpoint, from my standpoint. Now we look directly ahead at the Dallas Cowboys. It's our first look at the 5-1 Dallas Cowboys.
Yep.
How good are they, Mike?
They're really good. You know, they got two rookies that are leading this football team, but they are two of the best players at their position in the National Football League. Dak Prescott has been an outstanding quarterback, and unlike last week where you know and the defense knew where Sam Bradford was going to be every play, you don't know where Dak's going to be. He can move around. He can really beat you with his feet, moving out of the pocket, making plays down the field. And then they've got the best running back, arguably, in the National Football League. He actually leads the league in rushing as a rookie in Ezekiel Elliott. Ezekiel Elliott can do so many things, but what makes him so lethal, not that he's not a great talent, but they've got a great offensive line and one of the best offensive lines in football. So this is a tall mountain. This is a tall order for the Eagles to go down to Dallas on Sunday night and win that game.
Let's talk about the quarterback position just a little bit more in depth. It has been a subject that's been talked about the last few days here, will continue to be talked about for the next 10 years. Prescott and Wentz. Mike, different quarterbacks, different styles, both have been effective. How do you get Prescott kind of off his game? I know they like to move him around a lot.
Well, I think they have to continue to attack the way they did in last week's game. If this defense for the Eagles can play the way they played in Sunday's game, it's going to be hard for anyone to beat them. And they'll be in every game if they can come with that type of attack. They dictated the game the way they played defense, and that's what they have to do. If they're able to do that, it makes it very difficult. I've watched Dallas play. That Prescott has had too many times when he's able to just stand back, look over the field, and take his time about what he's going to do with the football. Well, if you take away that timing, if you throw off the rhythm of what they do, then he's not as effective, and you really do have a chance. I think Jim Schwartz has to continue to press the pedal and send extra guys after him. They're going to take some – you have to take some chances. And I think you have to try and hit him, make him uncomfortable.
Your thoughts on Carson through six games, the job he's done?
I love it. I think in his last game, it wasn't his best game. To have a rookie quarterback run the offense the way he runs the offense, puts guys in the right place, goes to the line of scrimmage, makes changes and calls, he never seems to lose his poise. All of these things going on around him, he seems to be calm amongst all of this chaos and make things happen. That's really impressive to me.
Mike, we have to talk about the wide receivers. Dez Bryant is back this week. Nobody's talking about it, but the Cowboys have other weapons as well.
Well, yeah. You know, Dez Bryant, he's going to be there, and he really threatens you over the top. But the guy that really scares me in their offense, and when you talk about the passing game, is Cole Beasley. Now, Cole Beasley moves around. They'll get him in the slot. They'll give him a two-way go. And you think about this. You're going to be without Brooks, who comes in and plays the slot. You're going to have someone new. I don't know if it's Jenkins.
Malcolm,
if it's Jenkins or if they bring in someone else, C.J. Smith, or however they choose to do that. Cole Beasley is a problem. He's leading the Dallas Cowboys in receptions. He has 33 receptions. They're leading target. And he likes throwing Prescott likes throwing the football to Cole Beasley.
And I remember that it was a very tough matchup for Malcolm Jenkins in the last couple of years here. And even though the Eagles have had success at AT&T Stadium, that quickness, that shiftiness makes me wonder, maybe it is somebody like C.J. Smith who's perhaps more equipped for that kind of receiver.
Well, the problem with the Cowboys is we've talked about how good they are in the running game, in their passing game, because they have so many weapons in the passing game. That, to me, is why they're such a hard out. It's difficult in the run game because if you put too many men up in the box for the run game, then you're going to expose the back end. And if you drop too many guys back on the back end, then they're going to gash you in the run game. It's a tough out.
Yeah, and then we talk about the Eagles' defense so successful last week against Minnesota, pressuring Sam Bradford, taking the football away. What about the Dallas Cowboys defense? They've benefited greatly from having an offense that leads the league in time of possession. They control the football.
Yep.
Teams really haven't put much pressure on the Cowboys defense. The Eagles have to sustain drives. And here's an interesting statistic. They led the league in time of possession the first 3 weeks. They've averaged 5.5 minutes per game less since Lane Johnson was out in time of possession. So they're still third in the league, and that's still impressive. But the last three games, they haven't been as sustaining as they want.
It's still Lane, huh?
Yeah.
We're still.
But isn't that the difference?
That has been the difference. And the Dallas Cowboys, their defense, they're able to rest because, as you said, they spend so much time offensively on the field, they keep the ball away, and they score points at the end of those drives. They're going to play a lot of single coverage on the outside, but they primarily, with Ron Marinelli, they like to play zone. He comes from the Tampa 2, and he likes to play zone, but because of the success that they're having, they play a lot of single coverage on the outside. Wide receivers are going to have to win.
Yeah.
They're going to have to figure out a way to beat their secondary and win single coverage.
And they've had success in the past. Jordan Matthews, of course, last year, the overtime touchdown to beat the Dallas Cowboys. That is our first look at the Eagles and the Cowboys Sunday Night Football on NBC 10. Football Night in America begins at 7 p.m. We've got full coverage for you here from the Eagles' perspective on PhiladelphiaEagles.com beginning at 7 o'clock. More to get to here on Eagles 360. When we return, Brent Celek, the tight end who's an Eagle for life, a little crunch time. Don't miss it. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Rothman at Jefferson. The Eagles and Rothman Institute at Jefferson are partnering to celebrate the top high school football teams and coaches in the tri-state area with the High School Football Showdown. Visit the website to vote for the game of the week and support your school. Check back daily for new matchups.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
All right, fellas, let's go out there and give him heck.
Heck.
Let's go out there and give him the 1-2.
You tell him, Captain.
Go out there and we're going to really give him the business.
By God, let's sock it to him.
Yeah.
Fair and square. Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Come on, Molly, let's give him a
Holy smokes.
The old game just can't compete, especially when it comes to innovative energy solutions like the ones NRG uses to power the Eagles. Visit picknrg.com today.
With Simply Right checking from Santander Bank, just make one deposit, withdrawal, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right checking from Santander Bank.
Halloween excitement is back at Dunkin' with Halloween donuts and munchkins. Drizzled, decorated, and all dressed up for the season. Pick up a box and share the fun. America runs on Dunkin'.
Dave Spadaro, Mike Quick, Eagles 360. We're here Monday through Friday. Mike with us each Wednesday as he is a rookie today. I'd like to bring you into the world of our world.
360. I haven't been a rookie in a long time.
Well,
so
you're doing a great job.
All good.
You're doing a great job.
All good.
A little crunch time now with tight end Brent Celek, Alex Smith, talking about some of Celek's endeavors off the football field.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and welcome back to Crunch Time, presented by Lay's Kettle Cooked. I am very pleased to be joined today by Eagles tight end Brent Celek. Brent, are you ready for crunch time?
I'm ready.
All right, let's get right to it. You recently shot a video with Wawa. You went undercover as an employee. What was that experience like for you?
It was a fun experience. I didn't know what to expect going into it. I actually had driven 13 hours through the night.
Okay.
And then got like an hour of sleep, and then I went right to it. So I was kind of delirious when I was doing it, and I kind of said whatever came to my mind and ended up working out.
Did you have a lot of people recognize you?
There was a few. Yeah, there was a few people that recognized me, but it was better when they didn't recognize me. And they could say some crazy things.
Now, you also have spent some time with Jim Cramer. He's been here to the facility. You've gone out to see him. He's one of the most passionate Eagles fans out there.
Yeah.
What do you take away from the time that you get to spend with Jim?
Well, he's passionate about everything he does. So I think you can take that from him and understand that in anything you do in life, you got to have passion for whatever that is in order to be successful and be, you know, one of the top at what you do. Mm-hmm. And I think Jim is, you know, not only is he a very smart guy, but he's got that energy, and that energy is infectious to everyone that works around him.
Does he text you after games?
Not often. He's more of an email guy. Okay. So email every now and again, yeah.
What was the inspiration for growing in the goatee?
Well, I just decided to grow it, and then my daughter, who's 6 months old right now, she started playing with it, and I was like, well, I can't get rid of it now. She's infatuated with it.
You mentioned your daughter. How are daddy duties going?
Good. I've got a great wife who basically takes care of her, so, she does a great job, and I love playing with her when I get the time to.
Your brother Garrett plays out in San Francisco. He also plays tight end. Do you guys find time to kind of critique each other on each other's games, or is it kind of two separate?
Honestly, it's hard to talk to my brother because I'm on the East Coast, he's on the West Coast. You know, the 3-hour time difference is, it's not easy. You know, I try to watch his games every now and again, but my brother knows, you know, what he does right, what he does wrong. You know, I try to talk to him in the off season about some things that we can work on, but that's pretty much it.
All right, Brent Celek, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
And thank you all for joining us right here on Crunch Time.
Thank you so much, Alex. Thanks so much, Brent. Mike, question for you. How has Brent's job changed the last few weeks? Has it changed?
Well, I think we get back to the Lane Johnson issue. It changed because you're now starting a rookie right tackle in Vitae, and Brent Celek has to do a lot more staying in, helping out to protect the quarterback. And it's not something that Brent's it hasn't done before. He's done it before where he's had to take away from being a receiver as the tight end spot to getting reception, going out on plays, and helping to protect the quarterback. It's not uncommon to him. He can do it. He's good at it. But that's something that he's going to have to do. You got to give a little bit when you've got a rookie out there. And you don't want to expose the rookie. You want to let him have time to understand, get comfortable with the speed, and just get comfortable, get more confident in what he's doing.
Did Vitae get better week two from week one?
He absolutely got better, Dave. He in a lot of ways, I thought he got better. And I think it really begins with being more confident. And you could see the confidence growing as the game progressed, getting his hands on people, showing that he's strong enough to post up and keep people out of the backfield. And I think he's just going to continue to grow. Mm-hmm. But you do have to have a Celek, or you do have to have someone coming out of the backfield to chip to help him out from time to time.
Okay. Well, hopefully he'll continue to make progress. The Eagles need him big time on Sunday night. We've got one more segment to go on Eagles 360. Stay with us as we set you up for what's ahead.
Remarkable things are happening at your local Acme. We're making changes and we're getting better every day. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood, and fresher produce and hundreds of organics. To top it off, we're lowering thousands of prices throughout the store. So come on in and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Lower prices, great quality, and friendlier service. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
You here to buy the tickets?
Hey, buddy, you here for the tickets?
Yeah.
Dude, what's the password, man?
Oh, Coach Shanahan.
What were you thinking?
We're doing like a CD ticket deal instead of going to NFL Ticket Exchange.
NFL Ticket Exchange. 100% verified, authentic tickets from one fan to the other.
We'll see you at the games, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Appreciate you.
With Simply Right checking from Santander Bank, just make one deposit, withdrawal, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right checking from Santander Bank. Are you feeling all right, baby?
Our final segment here on Eagles 360, Dave Spadaro and the All-Pro, Mike Quick. Let's get you caught up with everything that is happening ahead as our Amorosa's on the menu segment. We've got Rodney McLeod, Eagles safety, in studio. We've got Glenn Mack now, his bold predictions. And it's coordinator press conference day as Jim Schwartz and Frank Reich meet the media. Amoroso's the reason Philly sandwiches are so famous. Mike, some final thoughts here on this Wednesday. Eagles, Cowboys, how did the Eagles win?
They got to affect the quarterback, Dave. They've got to be able to get hits on that Prescott, number one, and they really have to try and take away the running game of the Dallas Cowboys. It's a tall order. But if they're able to slow down Ezekiel Elliott and force Dak Prescott to beat him, that's the recipe in my mind. But first of all, the defense has to get pressure on him. They've got to dictate and get hits on Dak Prescott.
We shall see. Jim Schwartz, I'm sure, will cook up some sort of very aggressive, shall we say, game plan. Maybe will he blitz as much? Does he blitz? Is that the good?
Well, I don't think you can sit back. If you sit back, they're going to attack you. They're really good running the ball on the edges. The stretch play, they're really good at that. You have to attack them.
Okay. Mike Quick, good job. No, a great job in your first Eagles 360. Way to go, buddy.
Hey, glad to be with you, Dave.
And we'll see you and hear from you throughout the week and, of course, on Sunday night on the Eagles Radio Network. Mike Quick, Dave Spadaro, thanks for joining us on Eagles 360. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.